Andrew Wright, and a continuation of the visit with John Turner after supper with Rick this Wednesday, the 9th of May, 73. Channel 2 Wright, and a continuation of the visit with John Turner after supper this Wednesday, the 9th of May, 73. Channel 2 Wright, and a continuation of the visit with John Turner with Rick this Wednesday, the 9th of May, 73, after supper.
Yeah, right. No, it wouldn't. It would right.
The one you took him. Oh, that was little.
It'll put him out that 12 parts.
Oh, yeah.
But that's what he got. It's got a lump of mean leg paws.
What do you use that thing for?
That's for the plant peanuts.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Peanut seeds a lot bigger.
Yeah, he won't pick up one peanut at a time.
Oh, yeah. And the overseeds. Woo! He'd dump them out, wouldn't
yes,
it?
Yes, sir. See, it'll take a heap of overseed to make one peanut.
Oh, it sure would.
Yeah, all right.
Boy, it would take a heap. He's back there in that tractor, and it would just put.
Yeah, preaching something else. It's the Harold Williams. That's his name, Harold Williams.
He don't preach there now, though, do he?
Yes, he do.
He still preaches?
Yeah.
Well, I thought he was just farming.
No, he preaching. He run an oil crew for Mr. Crosby when the time to pick oranges.
Well, mm-hmm. He does about everything.
Mm-hmm. Then when on Sunday thing, he go to his churches, and sometimes through the week in the night, he go home early and clean up and go to the church. He passed over, he got a church to Williston and one to Archer. Williston and Archer.
Well, that's a long way.
Mm-hmm.
Right, long way.
I don't know where they'll move him when they move him, you know. First time, he just had two little churches over there, though. One was to Fairfield and the other was to Plymouth.
Huh.
But they're moving from there to Williston and Archer. Now I don't know where they'll send him next time.
Well, he went from south way up north then, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
When they moved him.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Plymouth and Fairfield would be a lot closer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was close.
And he lives down there by you.
Yeah, sir. He lives right down in that section, down in there. He and his wife and all them children.
Oh, he got some farm hands, don't he?
Yeah, all them children are picking up roots, wouldn't
they? Yeah, that's one of them at us, though. Every time we turn around, there'd be one of them have a root just ready to let it high fly at us.
He's getting ready there to do their work.
I was trying to find a little change for you. For them
man, I told you that was all right.
Pay for your gasoline, that's all I can find.
Yeah.
I'm short.
Yeah, well, we all get that way. That's what you're talking about. Say, when am I come break that land?
Well, I don't know, John. What do you need? What all do you need? What have you got to have?
We break the land and I'll get it ready, but I don't know. You might not want to go in with me on that. I'm trying to find out now, but y'all know just what to do. Would you want to go in on that, or want me to just go ahead and plant it, and you said you would want the vines or something, I don't know what you mean, or what you want me to do now.
Well, let me tell you,
mm-hmm.
I don't know anything about the peanuts or the vines.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know a thing about it. What sort of vines would you get off of 4 or 5 acres up there?
You get enough vines there to last your cows all over in them. If you see them and stack them up.
Bale them?
You don't have to bale them.
Just stack them
shock
up?
Shock them. Mm-hmm. You can shock them or you can, but because you ain't got no presser. If you had a presser, you wouldn't have no trouble.
Yeah.
One of them big presses.
Wonder how much it would cost to rent one of them a day or two.
I don't know.
See, all you have to do is throw them over in that presser. Just throw them over in there and it just clock up and up there like that thing over under that place where they buy that junk. See how it take a whole car and just mash it right up flat.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Make just a little old thing out of it.
That's right. All that stuff just mash it up like that. That's the way they do it. They got them compressors. That'd be that heavy. You just push it up together so close till you don't look like nothing else could get between them.
The rain couldn't get in it.
No. And just set that right down in the field. Ask him. He seen the stacks this evening.
Sure did.
I showed him to him.
Yeah.
I showed him to him all over the field and all up there. They got them stacking now.
Yeah.
They got somewhere stacked where the cows can't get to it, and they got them stacked all through the field. Where the cows can eat out of that if they want to.
Oh, have
they? And then they got them others where they eat up all of that. Where they can run, put that thing under there, and kill another and set it out.
Yeah.
They really got it.
They ain't tied.
Yeah, they ain't tied. No, they ain't tied at all. Just that thing clamped together so tight till it looks like it stay together just like it tied.
Yeah.
The windstorm won't blow it down or nothing. Oh no.
It's got weight to it.
That's right. We crammed it together.
How long have they been doing that, as far as you know?
That Antley Farm folks, they've been doing it a good while, but this Jerry Bond, he just got that presser.
Yeah.
Last year sometime.
Yeah.
And I said, now what are you putting that stuff in there? They got hold of somebody and stack it? Boy said, no. Colored boy would farm with him. He said, no. Said, it's got to be ripe when he set it down. Every time he set it down, it'd be a little pause. So they had a hook made, them forks on the back of the tractor, and back up there, and that fork was under there. And then that lift pick it up, carry it in every morning, and set it down.
And that makes it look mighty easy, don't it?
It sure is. That's the way they do it.
I like to see that. I like to see them mashing that stuff together.
That tractor do it all. He's run back up from that tractor, just boom. And go back and put some more on him until you get it stacked back just like they want it.
John, what all would you need? You need 150 pounds of peanuts to the acre.
That's right.
And what kind of fertilizer you got?
Land plaster, all they use on them. That make the peanut hulls solid as so white, make them white. You know, your little white hull peanut will sell better than a dark hull peanut.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You don't use fertilizer?
You can use them fertilizer. Light had to be that light fertilizer. Don't go high powered fertilizer.
Yeah.
Yeah, like something like 4-7-5 or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you don't want that high grade fertilizer. It'll burn them up. But you want that light fertilizer to put to them, and then land plaster. Then you'll mix some peanuts.
Yeah. Well, what does the land plaster amount to? Is that costly?
No. You get that for about, me and that man put 40 sacks to that 4 acres we got out there. 50 pounds of the sack.
And you put out how much?
40 sacks.
How much to the acre?
I don't know, but we put 40 sacks on that. That was 4 acres.
Oh.
40, 50s. That would be 2,000, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
2,000 pounds to 4 acres. But he didn't have to put that much, but he said he wanted to use that much on it because the land hadn't had none on it in a long time.
Yeah.
Has your land got clay on it?
Yeah.
You don't need that much land plaster. If it got a little rock or clay in it, you don't need that stuff.
Yeah.
That's right.
No lime?
No. You don't need nothing but a little. You can put a little footlight to make your vine grow bigger. See, that make it grow a bigger vine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But that land plaster, if you got clay under your ground or a little rock, you don't need that stuff.
Yeah.
It'll make a good peanut anyhow.
Well, let me see. If you paid 23 $100 for 50 pounds.
That's what they are. The Mr. John Palm.
Yeah.
Over there already. If you go there, that's where y'all bought mine.
Yeah.
Peanut seeds, right there. John
Palm.
That's
almost $70 an acre.
$20, yeah, it's right at it.
For peanut, for the
it's
seed.
It's right at it.
For the seed.
Yeah, sir. That's right at it.
But how much do you plan to get out of that, John?
You're supposed to get at the least, how many acres you say?
There's 4 or 5 acres over there.
5 acres, you ought to get, that's $5, because if they be selling for $5 a crate, they ain't gonna sell under that. But to be selling for $5 a crate, and you pick 100 crates, you pick 100 crates off of about an acre.
Can you?
And that'll be $500, you got to pay the picking out of that, you understand?
Yeah.
About $1.50 a crate for the picking.
Well, that cuts you down to 3.5.
That's right. That's what'll be left. 3.5.
And then,
but if you catch it long in the time and the peanuts be going back up and be about $8 a bushel,
yeah,
you make more money.
Yeah.
You had to have them up now though to get that big money. Or either late. Early or late.
Yeah.
That's when you get the big money.
Yeah.
But long middle season, everybody got them.
Oh, yeah.
You understand what I'm talking about?
And you can't keep them?
No, they'll ruin on you in the ground.
Can't dig them and keep them?
You can dry them and keep them. But they won't buy them dry. Not like that, for green peanuts.
Oh, you're going to raise green peanuts?
Mm-hmm.
Boiling peanuts.
That's right. You kid them right to that shed, and as soon as you unload them, the man had to write you a check or hand you your money.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, what do they use so many boiling peanuts for?
They haul them away from that shed. They came to that Purdue shed up there.
Yeah.
You can carry 500 crates there. You buy every one of them. Give you a check for it or give you the money. As soon as you unload them. They pay for them as soon as you unload them.
What do they use them for?
Yeah, I don't know where they carry them. They carry them north.
They don't boil all them peanuts.
Yeah, they can them.
Can them. Oh.
Now, when they go into the cannery, that's the time you don't get no much money from them. See, when they can't sell them, like they came up the road, you only get all that good money from them.
Yeah.
Then they go can them to the cannery. And you see them peanuts, boiled peanuts in them cans. When you buy a can,
yeah,
that's what they do with them. You see what one of them little cans cost you?
Well, John, they ought to, in order to be get the big money, they ought to already be up.
That's right. They get the big money.
Little late clown.
But you make money out of them like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me see. I don't have a compressor on the vines.
No.
And you can't bale them.
Yeah, you can bale them if you got a baler. You got a bill, you can bill.
I got hay equipment.
Hay baler?
Sure.
You got a hay baler?
It's right out there, you can see it.
If it bales the hay, it'll bale the peanut vine just like it do the hay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With all those stems on it?
Yeah, it'll bale that just like it do the other. That's all they use, the Sam baler. But they bale hay with to bale them peanut
vines.
Yeah. Sam baler. You got a hay baler, you got it made. And get your wire or your string.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All you got to do is put it in the wing room and run the straddle of it there and get it in there.
Yeah.
You got it made. You got the bale. It'll kick out the bales. That man, Anthony, got one to be going along and be just spitting out them bales. The study spitting them out. The study going on putting that stuff in there and spitting them out. Spitting them out back then. Right on down that wing room. Out of while you look over the field, you don't see nothing but bales of hay.
Yeah.
Peanut vines of hay all over the field. But for dry peanuts, you put that pick out there to pick them. It got a sack. It put the peanuts in the sack and bale the vine and kick it out the back.
Yeah, that's the thing.
You got that thing.
Yeah. You can't beat that, can you?
No, sir.
Well, does it dig them too?
They got something to dig them with, yeah. And throw them in a ring room. That thing with all them little hooks only look like a hay rake.
Yeah.
It'd be doing it like that, they're rolling along and they're just throwing it all in the heap row. Throw them from way over in another row, way over in all eight in one row, and then come down the other side and do the same thing, and that leaves the opening between, and then you go back, throw the other way, the other back this way. You got ring rules too there.
Yeah. And then you take your baler. Your
baler and run right straddle of that.
Your whatever you call it.
That's right.
And it puts the peanuts in the bag and the bale.
Kick it out in the bale.
Yeah. Yes. But then you got a separate machine to dig them with.
That's right. That's a separate one. That's a different something.
Are you going to dig them by hand or by?
You had to dig them by hand if you're going to get them for green peanuts. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's right. Big job, ain't it?
That'd be to get them, though. You can't get them with that machine thing. Not up with the green. The dry, you can. But if they're green, you can't. They done tried it. They're going, that reason they had to hire the people to pick them by hand. It won't pick them right.
Yeah.
No. Mm-hmm. No, sir.
Well, that picking.
Well.
Yeah. Go ahead. Okay. How long does it take them to come in, John, after you plant them?
You plant them in June or July. They'll come off in August.
Well, I'm telling you, John, the vine, you got to kind of, will the vine stay in good shape for a good while?
Yeah.
And not get dry up on you?
No, that man used to take them vines and if the kids used to put them in and sell them, and we used to buy them for horses and mules all the time, all the year.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. But he had a big barn, he'd stack all them bales in, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, now, sometimes they bale the peanuts and the vine.
Yes, I know they do sometimes.
But then they got to let it cure right smart, don't they?
That's right.
Do they bale them or just stack them?
They bale them or stack them.
Either way.
They do either way, yeah.
Well, now, that's a right smart undertaking, isn't it?
It sure is, I tell you.
All right, have you got enough help?
You had a high help.
Can you get it?
Yeah. Tell me going to a good peanut patch today and get them out there and pick that day. And when they pick that day, then tomorrow you pick tomorrow. But I tell them to come back tomorrow and we're going to pick again. And when you look, you'll be done picking for you.
Couple of days?
About 3 days or 2 days or 3 days, something like that.
Yeah. How many hands you need?
No, they don't have too many in the crew. About 15.
Oh.
10 or 15.
Yeah.
They go through there like mad. You say, I thought the field had something in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pick some peanuts. That's what you talking.
Yeah.
He'll pick them
peanuts. Well, that's a right expensive operation. Yeah, I didn't realize.
Well,
that.
I just thinking what sort of financing you got? Will Mr. Palmer let you have the peanuts for seed?
Yeah.
But he won't pay for your labor.
Nope. He ain't gonna pay for that. You got planters?
I got some old mule planters.
Oh my!
What do you got?
I ain't got none at all. The man got them out here from out here, though.
Yeah.
A hook up behind the tractor. He got it fixed. Me to hook the hook up behind his Ford Ferguson. But them was old mule planters.
Yeah.
But he cut the handles off of them and got them made where you can.
Yeah.
And got an iron rod really fastened up on that rack.
Yeah.
When you pull on that little lever and pick it up. It picks up that planter.
Well, that'll do it too.
Yes, I imagine so. He got it fixed like that.
But now, let me see. I got a couple of those. How many you want?
You need two anyhow.
You'd
one will do. You can plant it with one.
You'd rather have three.
Yeah, if you'd rather have three, it'd be the best.
Has he got three?
No, he ain't got but two. He ain't got but two. That's what I told him. I planted them in single rows. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Well, let me tell you, John, what you better do. You better look, see what we got out here, and see if that'll do what you want. You know that plow, these bottom plows, they don't plow as good as them A-frames.
They sure don't. Sure don't.
And my little old Alex Chalmers won't pull an A-frame.
No.
Because they don't make them that small.
No, I see.
If I had one, I sure would be nice, wouldn't it?
It sure would.
You don't have anybody who can that's got one?
I don't know if my sister's boy got one or not. He got three tractors over there. He got a John Deere, and he got a farm mower. No, two farm mowers, and a John Deere.
Does Eddie still have his trailer? Well, now, he knows where there's a trailer that you can pull it on.
Yeah.
Unless it's a tricycle. He won't pull a tricycle.
Well, he got that old John Deere, he got is a tricycle. And the other one he got is a wide, just like his Ella Channel.
Yeah. Well, this will take that with the planters on it, I guess.
Yeah. I know old boy got a heap of peanut seed. He told me to let me have them. I don't know. He said he got more seed than he'll ever use.
Yeah.
Peanuts. Told me the other night, said, you need any peanut seed? I said, yeah. He said, I'll let you have them on credit whenever you want to get them. You can pay me when you, after you get them made, and pay me out of it like that.
Yeah.
But I wasn't interested. I didn't talk to him much. I reckon he might think I ain't studying him. I better go see him. He said he had more peanut seed than he'd ever use. Plenty of them. He done plant about... I'd set the 5 acres. He said, yeah, I use all them seeds. And as soon as he dig one patch, he plant right back.
Yeah.
And dig them and get the vines out the way and plant right back.
How about that?
Yes, sir.
And peanuts.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Mm. I guess I better go home. My wife's looking for me. You know, I didn't want to come all the way back, you know.
I didn't know you was coming back. I was coming over there. Was you at home or where was you?
I went by home.
Oh, you did?
And we sat out at home and eat. And fool around and kid old boy a planter plate to go in and plant okra down in his field and then come on.
Yeah. Well, you've been traveling, haven't you?
Yeah, we've been all back Old Killer, way back out back of Busby Sawmill and Old Killer Lumber Company Sawmill.
Yeah.
Been all back into that electricity. Yeah, we went to his house. He wasn't home.
Still wasn't there.
We went on down a little piece down the road, and there was his truck. He was in the house. What is he taking out the hot water heater?
Yeah.
Taking out a hot water heater.
Yeah.
He's a getting around fella. He works.
Who is that?
Likesy. His name Likesy.
And he goes all over the country.
Yeah, all over the country. Help build houses and everything.
Oh,
does he? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He build houses. Help build them and build them too.
Yeah.
By himself.
Well, but he can still get off after work for a little job.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. That's what he's doing this evening on a little job.
Yeah, just he hadn't already
half
done, did he?
Yeah, right.
Well, that'll pay for his chewing gum.
That's right. That old cold got me. I better go get some gas and go on home. I can't put nothing in my tank, though, can I? Kenner.
About full, don't you?
What I told the man?
Well, he just dries up and fills up. Put it on the
book. I drive right up to the man's head. I said, fill it up. Get it full. He said, you want this cash? I said, put it on the book. He didn't say nothing, did he?
No. He says, what you mean? Charge? He says, put it on the book.
Well, where?
That's in Anthony.
Oh, yeah.
In Athens, Florida. That's where that is.
Yeah.
And then I come down to Mr. Boyd down near the Citra. I tell him to pull it up. He won't say nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get gas, get a battery.
Yeah, tires, and anything I need like that. Well, he know he'll get his pay. That's why I come to do that.
Well, let me tell you, John. You know, I got so I hate to put it on the book.
I hate it too, but
because you know the first of the month it ain't far away. It never is far away.
It's your way to be up on your foot, you know it. I'll tell, see when I tell him that though, I know what I'm doing. I go get me about 2 boxes of oranges out there on them.
Yeah.
The man told me to sell them and get the money and have it.
Yeah.
I sell 2 boxes of oranges and I got his money.
Yeah.
I sell about 2 boxes.
Well, you gotta keep figuring all the time, haven't you?
You sure will.
Well,
now, after that, in a few days, them tomatoes, they got swell now. They gonna suck that water now.
Oh,
you know. Already on the bushes like about that size.
Yeah.
They gonna suck that water now and swell out because I got plenty of fertilizer down here.
Have you?
Yeah, sir. And them peas will be ready to pick next week.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly what day, but they'll be ready next week, Monday next week.
Well, I sure be glad when your tomatoes come in.
Yes, ma'am.
John, see about that A-frame. The fellow over there with the A-frame.
Yeah.
I believe it'd be worth the trouble.
Yeah.
If he'll bring it over here, I'll get you that trailer ready or something to pull it on.
Yeah. You say A-frame, what that is? Then what you found the plan on?
Well, you know, it cuts it 2 ways at one time.
Come out of this?
Uh-huh. No, not, well, yeah, but it well, it's what they use on this, on all this custom plowing.
Yeah.
What you use?
I use a butch and board. Double section. One of them double ones, a heavy one.
To break it?
Yeah.
Would it do it?
Drop down until that tractor won't pull it if I drop it all the way down. I had to pull it about half. Hmm. Put it about half and it'll pull it.
And go over it again?
Yeah, that's right. That'll go with about twice.
Yeah.
Then he got a thing made out there with a wheel, old iron wheels.
Yeah.
Made round and got them tied together and round, tied together. Round, backhand, tied together. One in the middle, one out, until it gets wide out. Then you put that behind and drag. Drag all that land down until it beats as level as a yard.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Drag it down, and then you start laying off your road then.
Well, would you have to bring it over here or make one over here? Make one yourself.
I don't know. One is, you ain't got nothing to make it out of, either.
I got a railroad.
That's a piece I drove before, didn't it?
Uh-huh.
I believe that body's heavier than them rims. But them old rims do a good job, though.
No, you didn't use that, did he?
Yes,
you
I did.
Them old posts with them.
You used those posts. I had 2 posts put together, 2 fence posts.
Sure did.
Yeah.
That's what we drove that with.
Yeah.
Yeah, they bounce
around. Yeah, they bounce around a heap.
Yeah.
Oh dear.
Well,
what day am I coming to start to break it on the land? That's what I want to find out.
Well, you better see what he's got out here if he's got anything to use.
You gonna use your bush and bog?
I can't bring that thing from the way out here. I ain't got nothing to hold it on. That's a 3-point hit. Your tractor ain't gonna pull that.
Oh, too heavy?
Man, pick that tractor up out on in the front end sometimes. Just pick it right up off the ground. That thing is something.
Oh, you mean it's that big?
Man, it's one of the biggest ones they made now. I ain't joking.
Well,
and it's a double section.
Yeah.
Man, it's one the front of them throw it out and that back and throw it back in.
Yeah. Well, that's what you want.
Man, that tractor out on I pull it, but your tractor ain't gonna pull that. I bet you it won't.
Well, we'll hook them both up together.
I don't think your tractor could tote that.
We'll hitch both my tractors up together.
What, you ain't got no diss at all?
Yeah, but it won't cut that.
My boy, there, my sister boy got one, but it's a, one of them little double section.
Yeah.
What you can touch and leave and pick it up.
Yeah.
It, he got one of them little double section thing.
Yeah.
We go behind a light tractor.
Yeah.
He said, well, yeah.
This won't cut that land.
It won't?
No. After it's cut, it'll do it, but it's got to be, you got to have it turned first.
Hmm. Must be something on that mighty turbo.
Well, that little Harrow won't turn the land, John.
I know it ain't going to turn it that good.
It ain't going to turn it worth a hoot. Not that little thing I got.
And it'll take a week to plow it up, it'll plow on it.
Oh, it don't take so long, but it's messy. So messy. It always is.
Mm.
It's always messy with that two bottom plow I got. I never have seen a good piece of plowing with it. Never have.
Yeah, and never been sought just right. That's what the trouble.
That's
what the trouble. And they never been sought just right.
Yes.
He got plows out on it too like that.
Mm-hmm.
But he showed me how to set them plows. You got to set them plows just right to get good level planing.
That's right.
And if you don't know how to set it, and it's got a little rod back there, you wind down.
That's right.
You got to get that sought just right. Then you got to get the depth of your other part on that little lever up there. How far to plow, how deep to plow, and how shallow.
That's right.
You got to get all that sod.
Hmm.
You get that sod, and then you'll throw a level ground and plow the same as somebody done distance.
Yeah.
And drug it.
It'll do fine as long as it's in the same sort of ground, but then you're getting a soft piece.
You got to know how to dip it for that.
Odd place.
Yeah. If you don't know how to dip it for that, why you just be in trouble. I'm tell you that. That's like when I first went out there with them sweeps you had on there. I couldn't wake them for nothing. And while I got on there and took my wrenches and thought them sweeps really wouldn't go deep, thought them sort of slant.
Yeah.
Meaning just scrape that ground. That's to keep from drying your dirt out too bad while you're still, while it's dry weather. I think me, you better plant some acre peas instead of them peanuts.
Well, that might be good.
You still got to break the ground, John.
Yeah, we better plant some acre peas. Know why? You don't have nothing to do to them but open the road and plant them and give them a little bit of footlight and plow them about once. And then you can pick them and sell them for about $3 a crate. You know?
Yeah.
And that suits me.
Yeah.
And I like to pick peas, too.
You can sell them for about $3 and a half a crate or $3. You get four for them this year. But they've been three and a half last year.
Yeah.
Everything went up, you know. You can get $4 a crate from people want to go in the deep freezer, they'll buy a 5 or 6 crates.
You still got to break it. And that hadn't been broke right.
Yeah, I better come back over here one day and look and see what you got out there.
You know what I got out there. Oh, yes, the other stuff. But
yeah. But
the breaking is what I'm talking about.
That's what I'm talking about. I'll break the land. You ain't got to worry about it. I'll break it with what you got out there. And I bet you one thing, you'll say, I didn't know he could do it. Scared of me, but I'll show you. You don't know
me.
Don't
forget, you got some help over here.
Yeah.
You can teach him.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to come back one evening and see, can I get that thing sought right and everything, and I'm going to go out there and try that thing, and we got to fix it.
All right.
But, reckon I ought to try to get them peanut seeds from that old boy?
You're going to plant peas.
Peas and you can plant pot of it and peas.
Oh.
You plant a pot of it and make a peas, you do good with them.
Yeah.
The woman got them right down there to Anthony. Them corn peas.
Yeah.
Miss Bass.
Yeah.
She got them down to her store. You know how much you sell them a quart?
No. Oh, yes.
How much do you reckon is a quart?
Oh, I mean, they're way up there.
How much you reckon she sell them a quart?
Let me tell you, John. I'm not
seeking to guess.
You know, they got that little pea seller.
Yeah.
But some people won't use pea shovel. They just use a thumb. They say that's better than the pea shovel.
That's right. That's right.
I take a sheller.
You know how much you sell them dry peas with your plants? A quart?
For a quart?
Yeah.
Well, that's a pint.
I'm talking about a quart. No, one of these big jars here.
Oh, does she get a dollar?
You get about 60 cents a quart.
60 cents?
That's what she sells. And they're good part. And I got 2 quarts of them in my car. They're not a California. It's a little piece of land I got out there to plant them on.
Oh, I see.
I got 2 quarts I got from the other day.
Yeah.
About 60 cents a quart.
Yeah.
And you won't buy them, I mean, no seeds, though. You pay 60 cents for about that many
yeah,
right there.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But she got 3 or 4 bags of them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How are you today?
Huh?
Wednesday.
You better let me know when you're coming so I'll be here.
All right. I'll call you and let you know.
So I can help you find stuff.
All right. I'll call you and let you know this what day I'll come.
All right.
Okay, John.
And I'm going to go call. I reckon my wife wants to see that old man going.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
He loves to think I'm going to run away.
Channel 2 right and around 700. And the end of the second visit with John Turner this Wednesday, the 9th of May, 73. Wednesday, the 9th of May, 73. The end of the second visit with John Turner. First and this Wednesday afternoon, and then after supper with Rick this afternoon, May the 9th of May, 73. Channel 2 right around 700 or 800. Channel 2 right around 700 or 800.